Hey friends, it's the 21st of November, and happy coming up on Thanksgiving week as we go through this month of things that we are thankful for. Yesterday, I encouraged you to think of someone that you take for granted, and I hope that you took a step to reach out to them and just let them know how much you appreciate what they do in your life. Today, I want to kind of go down the same road, but today I want to talk about an individual in your life that has served as a spiritual mentor, somebody who has impacted you as a mentor. And I want to talk about one from my life when I was young. And, you know, I know that you've heard me speak many times about my grandma and my grandpa being very solid spiritual mentors in my life. But I had a pastor growing up named Patrick. Pastor Pat Tribby was his name. And he was my childhood pastor through most of my childhood. And he has passed away now, and I wish that I could go back and thank him for the impact that he had on my life. But I looked at this man, and I looked at how he treated his wife, the way that he adored his wife. I looked at the way that he adored his two little girls. And I think about the way that he made me feel important. And we didn't have a very big church growing up, and oftentimes in the middle of a sermon, he would point me out. And I don't know why he chose me. Maybe because he didn't think I was paying attention, but I don't think that was it. And he would point me out. He'd call me Mr. Rice in the middle of the service and for the whole service. And I felt so important when he interjected my name into his sermon in front of the whole church. He made me feel important. But most of all, for Pastor Pat, is how he made me want to grow up to be a man of God. And so that's the person, or one of the people in my life. I've got a few people in my life who have played very influential roles in the formative years of my faith, but Pastor Pat is one of them. I would like you with me to thank God. And I know Pastor Pat's up in heaven, and I so hope that he can hear this prayer today. But is there someone in your life that has been a godly mentor, somebody who's come alongside of you in your faith journey? Maybe the person who led you to Christ, or maybe it was somebody growing up, or somebody at work, or I don't know who it is, but I think we all have somebody who is a godly mentor that we can just give God thanks for today. I know that without Pastor Pat, I might not be where I am today walking with the Lord, and I'm just so thankful for him. And so let's give God thanks now for those influential godly mentors in our lives. Lord, you have placed people in our lives at periods of time, Lord, and this man Patrick was during my childhood, from fourth grade to 12th grade. You placed this man in my life, and I looked to him as a man of God. And thank you so much for the mentoring that he did for me. Thank you for the one-on-one time that he spent with me and talking about faith and the future. Lord, thank you so much for the people that you've brought to mind, to everyone listening to this today who has been a spiritual mentor, somebody who has walked alongside of us or encouraged us or helped us to make that step towards you, who has helped us grow in our relationship with you. Even those people who have challenged us, even in an uncomfortable way, which has led to spiritual growth. God, thank you so much that you have lined people up in all of our lives to play a role. And Father, if we get the opportunity to thank them, Lord, today may we do so. But Lord, I want to thank you for Pat Tribby. And I just pray, God, that if he can hear this, thank you, Pat, for what you did in my life. God, thank you for spiritual mentors that help guide us and help us grow. We're so very thankful. Lord, for those of us who need a spiritual mentor, may we be prayerful about asking you to bring one into our lives. Father, I thank you for those who speak truth into my life today, even if I'm their pastor. Father, I just thank you so much, for you have given us relationships that are so important in our spiritual walks. And today we give you thanks for that. In Jesus' name, amen.